Well, good morning, guys. How are you doing? Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas whenever you're watching this. It's Tuesday, December 24th, and I thought I'd do a quick update video and just say hi. I trust you're well wherever you're at today and that you are ready for Christmas. I am just so excited today with the goodness of God, and I know it's been a tough year for many of us, and you know, there's a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, people who've lost people, whatever, but do you know, heaven is never confused, heaven is not sad, heaven is not, God never reacts to anything the enemy's doing. He never looks and says, ooh, let's come up with plan B, what are we going to do now? He always reacts and responds to his plan. He actually reacts and responds to his word. And when we live not by bread alone or turkey alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, we're always going to win. And heaven is always, heaven is a winning place. So again, just quick message to say, wishing you guys well. Thanks to friends. Thanks to people who journey through life with us. And just sending my love and best wishes out to you all. Good. What else is going on? I'm actually going to have a new video series out. I was going to wait till after Christmas to do this, but I think I'm going to begin it today. So I'm going to do a series of messages on seasons, on times and seasons. You know, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees. It's interesting that the Pharisees got so much wrong, and yet Jesus really rebuked them for two things. Number one, not catching the heart of God. You know, Matthew, Jesus said to the guys, you know, you're trying to obey all the laws, you're tithing. And Jesus said, you should tithe. Pastors like that. But he said, you're missing the weightier parts of the law, mercy, truth, justice. So he rebuked them for not catching the heart of God. But then Jesus actually rebuked the Pharisees, think about this, for not discerning the times and the seasons. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you guys are, you mainline the weather channel, you look up. You know, we have a saying in England, I guess you have it here in America, red sky at night, shepherd's delight. You know, I come from Wales, or sailor's delight. Red sky in morning, sailor's warning. And in a way, Jesus said, you look and you discern the times and seasons you're in with the weather, but you can't see what's in front of your face. You can't see the seasons of heaven, the seasons of God. So I'm going to be doing a series for a season. 'Tis the season on discerning some of those things, discerning the seasons we're in, how to cooperate God in the season you're in, how to know when a season is over, how to know when the next season is coming, how to prepare for the seasons in advance, how to not be a Pharisee in the sense of just be blind to what God is doing. And I think that's been a great challenge in 2020. I've seen a lot of people fight and win the wrong battles. Yeah. If I can give an example, you know, 500 years ago, it was righteous for the Protestants to stand up against Roman Catholics and fight terrible Catholic doctrine, you know, indulgences, purgatory, all of these lies, frankly. And it was right that they stood up and proclaimed, we're justified by faith, not by works. Anyway, went to war theologically against our Catholic friends. But, you know, we won that war. We won it theologically. We don't need to. I know some people who 500 years later are still fighting the same war. You know, sometimes when a nation, like, you know, 70 years ago, my nation was at war with Germany. It's interesting. Today, the Brits and the Europeans have just signed a Brexit agreement, a peace accord. And here's my thing. I'm not fighting the Germans. I've loved the Germans. They're wonderful people, and I bless them. And I'm so glad to have German friends in my life. So my encouragement to you is don't fight the wrong war. David advanced Israel through war. Solomon advanced Israel through peace. So knowing the seasons. So check back to my channel later for that teaching on seasons. Good. Well, today we were supposed to have an outreach here in Sturbridge, and the weather has been dreadful recently. We have a whole load of ice and deep snow on the common we'll be going to use. So we've had to cancel that, or we will push it back until January. This coming Sunday, I have a couple of events. I'm going to be in Sturbridge Worship Center in the morning, 10 a.m., speaking about doors and windows. Really, that whole thing of seasons again. Walking through the doors and the windows that God God opens doors, but sometimes, and he opens windows, but there's a season by which they're open. Doors don't always stay open forever. So I'm going to be speaking about that. And then we're going to be having an outreach, a gospel healing outreach. I'm going to be actually speaking on Jesus the Healer in Norwalk on the Common at 3 p.m. in Connecticut. So great. Anyway, that's me. That's all for today. Again, really wishing you guys a wonderful Christmas. Love you, and speaking God's best and God's blessed over you in 2020. Hope to see you soon. Bye for now.